free ourselves of that. And in order to do that, the Buddha taught that, yeah, these things are beyond extremes, but that's not something truly existent either. This freedom of from extremes is not something truly existent. So this is also empty.
Toma tangbo tamanta teda me ben korwa. Toma tama me bar ju long trasir malante. Sinde teye winyi kang tena toma tang tama. Me bar tongba nye doki tenju lene ne bar nye.
That which has no point from which it begins, nor boundary where it ends, is the cycle of existence. Since it is free from coming and going, it is just mere appearance, like a existence is void of any existence. This is the emptiness of that which neither begins nor ends. It was definitively taught in the commentaries.
Denim Korwati, Tangbun Denim go to what and Denis on what is a bet. He bet Toma Yomare, Yoman Tan, Denis Zon over his Yomare, Toma Tamame, Kova Toma Tamame, Bare Toma Tamame, and Korwatian, Deni Demba Tropa Mare, Rangum Movitomba, Malam Tabu, Jumatab.
So there's no point from which you can say that this cycle of existence began. There's no time where you can say that it began, nor is there any time where you say that it ends. There's no point where it ends either. And so this cycle of existence is something which is beyond having a beginning or an end. There is no beginning to it and there is no end. But at the same time, it is empty of true existence. It is something which neither really comes nor goes anywhere. And so it is just like a dream. It is just a mere appearance, like a dream.
Don't have a pick at a malam double. This and Corvara and Hingi. Corvara and Hingi, Tongbata, Tongbatia, Yavata, Wembata, Koyanda by him.
So this cycle of existence is something that neither comes nor goes. Well, why is that? Why doesn't it go anywhere? Because it never came from anywhere in the first place. If you think about this entirety of existence, where could it possibly have come from? It didn't come from anywhere. It didn't come from some other place to get here, because there is no other place. So it doesn't come from anywhere. It doesn't go to anywhere either. It is just a mere appearance, just like in a dream. You can have a dream of different things, but really they don't come from anywhere nor go anywhere either. So they are empty of true
existence.
So if this samsara were something that came from somewhere else, then what would that place be? It would have to be nirvana. So we would have to say that the cycle of existence came from nirvana, and it came here. So that doesn't make much sense. So samsara is not something that comes from anywhere, and it's not something that goes anywhere either. And the realization of that, the realization of its emptiness, of this entirety of this cycle of existence, is openness, spaciousness, and relaxedness. So think about how you can have a dream of all different kinds of things that are the physical environment, which are called in Buddhist philosophy that which is stable. So there's the physical environment, and then there's that which moves around in the physical environment, which is the moving. And so we have all these different dreams of stable things and moving things, but did they come from anywhere? Did they go anywhere? No. They don't come from anywhere. They don't go anywhere. They don't truly exist. They're just mere appearances.
Dorwa jizan dorwa dang borwa lanne ne barjo torme toma me patte gayan torme kangi ba dorwa me patte ni ge teni tongba ni gangi te di sen torme ba tongba ni ji sabjo.
To discard something means to throw it away or to abandon it. What should not be discarded is what one should never cast away from oneself, the great vehicle. What should not be discarded is empty of itself, since this emptiness is its very nature. It is spoken of as the emptiness of that should not be discarded.
Tene torwa me ba te tikpa chim chure toni ning gi lam te tikpa chim chure toni ning gi lam te torwa me ba re kadu yang torwa me ba dorwa me ba borwa me ba yoga ya me ina yang torwa me ba tikpa chim chure te yang Rangang movie Drupa Dendro Mare, Drupa the Travel Company.
That which we should never get rid of or leave behind or go somewhere without it is. is. The middle way, I'm sorry, is the great vehicle, which includes the middle way. It is the path of emptiness and compassion. So the path of emptiness and compassion, we should never be without, we should never abandon. But this too is something which is empty of essence, which has no true existence. And since this emptiness is its very nature, this is the emptiness of what should not be discarded. So, what is the true nature of the great vehicle? It is nothing other than the complete freedom from elaborations, the complete freedom from any ideas about what it is or what it is not. Freedom from all of these things is the essence of the Mahayana.
Dose laso ngowo ni kanse loma rang sanje. Jase te yin shi namje manje te se dose la soba namje ngowo ni rang yin ni de nyeba te. Teni ki tong to ni kang tena rang yin tong bani.
The true essence of composite and all other phenomena is pure being, therefore, whether the students, the solitary realizers, the bodhisattvas, nor the Buddha created this essence anew. For this essence of the composite and so is said to be the very nature of phenomena. It itself is empty of its. This is the emptiness of the true nature.
Tene rangin je tongba nyere ma to zui kya pa ma re. Nyintu dra chomba ta, rangja dra chomba ta, sanju samba ta, sanje na sina chimbo re. Ina yang tongba nyere rangin je zuba ma re. Rangin je tongba nyere. Rangin je tongba nyere te, chu duze je chu nam je rangin, rangla rangin yo ma re, rangin tongba nyere. Rangin tongba nyere te yang rangin, Muru Madoba Tonga. Rangin Tonga. De Rangin Tonga Nede Tony Tanda Yebate Tony La Tony de Kemba Jamate, the Tonga Nitonga. Tony Tony Pande Tony La Rangin de Kemba. Chutam de Tony de Rangin de Samba Rangin de Kemba Dogutas.
The true essence of composite and all other phenomena is pure being, is the dharmata, is emptiness. And this is the way that phenomena naturally are. This is not something that somebody came along and made, created, or said, this is the way it is, I'm going to make it like this. It's not like that. That is the way that phenomena fundamentally are by themselves. And so neither the Shravaka Arhats nor the hearers, the Shravakas are the hearers, so neither they nor the solitary realizers who are the Pratyeka Buddha, nor the Bodhisattvas, nor the Buddhas themselves, although they all have great blessing, they have great power of great blessing, none of them made phenomena like that. That is the way that phenomena naturally are. At the same time that this nature, the nature of all phenomena is emptiness, this nature of all phenomena is not something that truly exists either. This nature of all phenomena being emptiness is also empty of itself. And so this is the emptiness of the true nature, and this is something which is very similar to, in fact, it's the same emptiness as the fourth emptiness, which is the emptiness of emptiness. The reason why these are distinguished is because the fourth emptiness is taught in order to counteract our taking emptiness to be true, to be emptiness. The 12th emptiness is taught in order to counteract our taking emptiness to be the true nature of things. So we have these different types of ideas, and so therefore they are taught differently in order to counteract these two different types of ideas.
Kamjo jeda redok dan tele somo chodok zukin zukin men te gin duze dama se chuno chu te tan tam te je te da ki vi tung ni kan
The 18 potentials, the 6 types of contact, and from those 6, the 6 types of feeling. Furthermore, all that is form and all that is the composite and the uncomposite, this comprises all phenomena. All of these phenomena are free of being themselves. This emptiness is the emptiness of all phenomena.
Dekap so khan chob je da rikpa trok la so pe tini chwe nam lan ming chwe za ming dan tini da gini le ming kya tomba ni
So here what is referred to as the 18 potentials and all of the other things listed basically talk about all of the different ways that we can divide up phenomena, all of the different classifications that we can give to phenomena, the different names, the different definitions. So we have an infinite variety of ways of distinguishing different things, one from the other. We put things into all different kinds of types. And what this emptiness of all phenomena is teaching us is that all of these names really don't exist. All of these different types of ways of distinguishing one thing from another, from differentiating one thing from another, all of this is not real. All of this is empty of essence. All composite and uncomposite phenomena have their own individual defining character. These are all empty of being themselves. This is the emptiness of defining characteristics. So here we get to the emptiness of the actual basis to which we are giving all of these names and making all of these classifications. So if we take the example of fire, then fire is just a name. And what it refers to is that which is actually hot and burning. That is the actual object. And this object is also empty of any true existence. The reason is because you can examine this object, you can examine this fire, you can't find any truly existent particles in it. You can find little particles, but then you examine those, they're just made up of more and more smaller and smaller particles. You keep trying to find some truly existent particle in there, and you can't find anything. And so all of these things to which we give all of these different names are also empty of any real existence. And so that's what this one is about. So if we think about having a dream, and we have a dream and we see something which is hot and burning, and we think, oh wow, there's some fire. There's a fire over there. Well, first thing is that this name, fire, that we have, we think of in this dream, that isn't something that's truly existent. And also, this fire that we see, that to which we give the name, the object that we name, that doesn't truly exist either. So the first one, that the name doesn't truly exist, is the emptiness of all phenomena. And the fact that this fire is not something real, that is the emptiness of defining characteristics. Why is the name fire not something that is real? Well, if you think about saying this name fire, then you can say the word fire in the time it takes to snap your finger. And if you think about that word, then what is it? It is just composed of a row of how many different parts? How many different parts to the sound? How many different moments of the sound are there? There is no one sound. It's just a bunch of moments of sound in a row. You look at any one of those moments of sound, again, there's no one moment. It's just a bunch of smaller moments in a row. And so you can never even find, not only is there not this one big moment, but whatever moment you examine, you can't find any true existence to it. So even this name does not exist. And that's why Milarepa sang in a song that therefore not even the name samsara exists. So not only does this basis which we give the name to the cycle of existence, not only do all of these things which are the actual objects, not only do they not exist, but also the name samsara, this name cyclic existence, that doesn't even exist. And when Rinpoche says that something doesn't exist, that is talking about its from the ultimate perspective, or from the perspective of what is really true reality. From the perspective of conventions, then of course there are names, and of course there are objects that we see and that we give names to. It's not denying that. It is from the perspective of examining that to see whether or not that those are really true that we say that they don't truly exist. So Machi Glabdrin, when she was reading these 12 volumes of the Prajnaparamita Sutra as her daily recitation practice, then she read over and over again about how in form there's really no red, there's really no such thing as white, there's no such thing as blue, there's no such thing as square or circle or rectangle or triangle or any of these things. And at the end of this, she realized emptiness. At the end of reading all of this, she realized the true nature, and so she became a siddha of emptiness. So then at the time when Machi Glabdrin realized that not only did she realize the ultimate nature of phenomena, but she also realized what the nature of appearances are. And the nature of appearances are that they are like dreams, they are like illusions, they are like echoes, they are like mirages, they are like the moon that appears in a pool of water. They are appearances that do not truly exist. And she realized this, and she realized the true nature, the ultimate truth, from reading these texts over and over again. And so not only did she get realization from reading these texts, but also when the time came for her to explain the Dharma, then she didn't need to read, she didn't use pecha, she just spoke completely from her own realization. It all just came out naturally.
Jarva Dandota, Semo, Landuma Sejo Somare,
So Machik Labdrin had two sons and one daughter. The sons were named Tunyun Samdrup and Galwa Tundrup. The daughter was Lamdruma.
Lamdruma. Lamdruma. Lamdruma. Lamdruma. Lamdruma.
Oh, Lasa. So her name was Phanduma, which means the place where all of the Dakinis gather. And her children eventually became her students, and these students became great masters in their own right, which was a testimony to her own realization and her ability as a teacher. So each part of the her first son's name was Tunyun Samdrup, and so there were three parts to his name, and so there are three reasons why he got his name. His father's name was Tupa Bhadra. He was an Indian master who had a vision of his deity, who told him to go to Tibet and to spend time with Machik Labdrin and to have a family with Machik Labdrin for the benefit of others. And so that's where the tu comes from. Nyun in Tibetan means crazy. And when he was a child, he was a little bit crazy. So they called him Nyun. And then Samdrup means to fulfill one's intention. And so because he became a great practitioner, he fulfilled his mother's intention. And so he was called Tunyun Samdrup for these reasons. The one who hears, the one who is crazy, and the one who fulfills his mother's intention.
Then they say Jarva Tundrup said the Chungu Kapsa Hajang Chumbo. No Hajang Chumbo Kondo Chembo Jivarendo. My color Ningu Yomare. Koran, the name Machumbo Yere Kuma Kovarendo. The name Jiso Kong Makbatun to Kaki Lango Kumaku.
Tene jombo sena ripango bora ba jompo
jompo sena kalamini ba kondo tsau
oh lasa
kalamini ba kondo tsau
lasa
pam kalamini ba kondo tsau
lasa
tupa jani pugo
lasa
tene kuma kumi
lasa
tambo jombo.
So there, her second son Galwa Tundrup was when he was a kid, he was a real brat, and he never listened to his mother. And he just did whatever he wanted to. And in fact, he became a thief. He hung out with a bunch of hoodlums, and he became a thief. And one day, he and his buddies were out, and they stole an ox, and they killed it. And when they killed this ox, it made a very loud and scary sound. So they're all a bit frightened, but they cooked it anyway, and they ate the meat. And when they ate the meat, they all got dreadfully sick. And so they, when he was so sick, He had so much suffering that he realized the error of his ways, and he went back to his mother and asked her for some Dharma teachings, and then with his mother's blessing, he later became a great siddha.
Tene ko se java tundo mati lab jidro mati kap sa sana karmar te kong den sa la yu yere.
Maso.
Te se ki java tundo genda ne le yung ko yobare.
Maso.
Lungba la la bare chabra se bare. Ne pokku mate yung do cheran so te la tene dakum majas.
Maso.
Ne pokku mate yung re se tambo mixer so la la bare.
Maso. Tene con la ropa mache.
Con la ropa mache.
So, at this time, Machik Labdrin, at the time Gyalwa Dundrup was doing all this stuff, Machik Labdrin was staying in a place called Sangri Karmar. There were a lot of red mountains around this place. It's close to Lhasa, close to Samye. And she heard about what he had done. And so before he got to town, she told everybody that my son is a thief, so don't help him. Don't give him anything. He's sick, and he's a thief, and just ignore him. And don't let him into your house or anything. So Gyalwa Dundrup got to town, and nobody would talk to him. He was sitting there sick, and everybody was just ignoring him, basically. And based on that, he developed, he got really sort of sad and depressed with this cycle of existence, and he developed a feeling of renunciation for this cycle of existence.
Then go NASA chamber to Dunga chamber to Natine Matar Matai.
And so then he went to his mother's house and he was begging, like Rinpoche was saying, like this, please, mommy, please, let me in and I'm sorry for everything I've done. And then finally she let him in.
Then they java turned to Yuma Trabatone, not to talk to Tala, not Dorjit Lundu Dorse. Dorjit Lang to Patenda was to talk to
her.
Rotop chapare maje nyangine deba kapso dongang ge char ko loko nogo sangu te bate ko ka khatok ne te bate
masa masa so at the time he attained his siddhahood, his realization, Gyalwa Dundrup said that he had attained the power of vajra speech. And when you have the power of vajra speech, then you can sing vajra songs naturally, songs about realization. And so this is what he did when Machik Labdrin's body was being cremated, was that he went around to each of the four doors of her cremation shrine, the north door, the south, the east, and the west, and sang a song at each door in praise of his mother. And so, if we do like Machik Labdrin and meditate on this natural transcendent perfection of wisdom, then we too can attain realization based on the Prajnaparamita Sutras, based on understanding emptiness. At the same time, we should not have any attachment to the attaining of siddhahood or think that that is something real or truly existent, because it's not. The siddhas who attain their realization based on the transcendent perfection of wisdom don't have any thought about siddhahood or realization as being something real. They don't have any attachment to that.
And
So that's why the Buddha said in the Prajnaparamita Sutras that nirvana is also just an illusion, just like an illusion and just like a dream. And the Buddha is also just like an illusion and just like a dream, not something real. And in the same way, all yogis and yoginis are not real. Excuse me, they're not real at all. They're just like dream appearances.
Tata wante mene kin deda maung yume, kana teda meme pa tela meme paki, meme pa te rang o de wemba, nikante, tezo neba, tezo neme jig mebe, meme kize tungi to.
Let's recite the next verse together. Number 15. The present does not remain, the past and the future do not exist. Wherever you look, you cannot see. So the three times are called imperceptible. The imperceptible is in essence empty of itself. It is neither permanent and stable, nor impermanent and fleeting. This is the emptiness of the imperceptible. So the three times are imperceptible. You just can't see them. Why? Well, where is the past? You know, show, look for the past. Try to find the past. You can't see that anywhere. It's gone. Where is the future? The future hasn't come yet. You can't see the future either. And what is the present? The present is just this. It is just this moment, this fleeting moment that as soon as it's there, it's gone. As soon as you try to point to it, it's already gone. It's already passed. So the three times are empty. You can't see them, and so they have no essence. Because how can something which you can't even see have any essence to it? So this is the emptiness of the imperceptible, the emptiness of the three times. Because we experience such great suffering due to our taking the three times to be real and to thinking about the three times, then the Buddha taught that three times are empty of true existence.
Since entities arise from causes and conditions, these composite phenomena have no substantial existence. This non-existence of anything composite, it is empty of itself, and this is the emptying of an essential nature in the non-existence of entities.
Jyotin tenri chokpa le sumo ngobo kandri ki ina yang, tini dupa paye ngobo mewari, jyotan kinlan dupa ngobo mewari, jyotin le sumo ngobo rana yang, dupa paye ngobo me, sito dupa, dupa pam, dupa jing, yang na chokpa jing mewari.
So entities arise from causes and conditions. That is their nature. Whenever we see something, we see it because it is the coming together of causes and conditions, and also because it's the coming together of parts. So there are parts of something that come together in a certain way, and then we label that with a name. We say that is something. But there really is no thing apart from these parts. There's no extra thing there. There is no entity of this combination. So just because parts come together in a certain way, that doesn't create anything new, even though we think that it does. And so there really is no entity that is a composite at all. So all of these composite phenomena really are non-existent. You know, these entities which we say, oh, well, we see all of these parts together, and we give that some kind of name, there really is no such thing. They don't exist. But this non-existence is also empty. This non-existence is not something real. And so this emptiness of this non-existence is called the emptiness of an essential nature in the non-existence of entities.
Then that was the chokpa la kirab di tiye na chokpa ji ma do ni ga ma do ngo bo me ba rin do ngo bo me ba rin do sam di kien ba yung gore
ngasa
tele chok go do
ngasa
tele chok vi tiye do tene ngo bo me ba ngo ni tong ba
ngasa. So we examine some kind of entity, whatever it is, and we can't find any entity in itself. All we find is just a bunch of parts. So whatever it is we look at, we just see a bunch of things put together in a certain way. And so then we might think, well, there is no entity really at all. And so then we might get attached to that. We might get attached to that type of non-existence. But that, so in order to free us of attachment to that type of non-existence, then this emptiness is taught. So there are 16, there are limitless types of things that we could think of. There are limitless types of things which we could say, oh, this is empty, that is empty, this is empty, and all so on and so forth. We could go on and on. But if we condense them into 16 different classifications, then that is how we end up with the 16 emptinesses.
Dene toni chodok de dorje tegu lo la yang kar chen bore. Gawa chodok tan toni chodok la so ba jan ne ke go re dorje tegu lo la yang kar chen.
Asa gawa chodok.
Dan da dorje tegu lo la yang gawa chodok ke bore.
Masa gawa chodok.
Gawa chodok tan toni chodok jar de ke.
Masa.
This is the Dorje Tegu Lok Layan Kartum.
Gawa Dewa.
Re.
Lasa.
The Deva Chodok Segun Mado.
Lasa.
Deva Chodok La Gawa Chodok.
Lasa. So the 16 emptinesses are also very important in the Vajrayana, because in the Vajrayana there is the teaching on the 16 types of happiness, and these 16 emptinesses are correlated with these 16 happinesses. So Rinpoche says that if we can condense these 16 further into 4, but he will explain that tomorrow, because if we do too much today, then that's too much. So he'll explain these 4 emptinesses tomorrow. So Rinpoche says for us to think about these 16 emptinesses, to think about these 60 stanzas and the 70 stanzas, and think about our questions, and in the first session there will be time for people to ask questions about whatever is on your mind. And then Rinpoche will explain these 4 emptinesses in the first session, and then in the second session he will teach about the 4 yogas of Mahamudra.
Tony, dorje tekwe tap tap akosong tap che
akosong
tap che par chen dan de te go na tene sa che chen bin
la sa tene dorje te par tap che par chen kare des
tap che par chen manda wa na so
ye oh la sa so if we connect the our understanding of the transcendent perfection of wisdom, the Prajnaparamita, with the extraordinary methods, the extraordinarily skillful methods of the Vajrayana, then our result is realization of Mahamudra, the Great Seal. Now let's recite the dedication from the 60 stanzas.
All beings perfect the accumulations of merit and wisdom, and from this merit and wisdom may they attain the twin dimensions of genuine enlightenment by the power of the virtue performed here. All beings perfect the accumulations of merit and wisdom, and from this merit and wisdom may they attain the twin dimensions of genuine enlightenment by the power of the virtue performed. May all beings perfect the accumulation merit and wisdom, and from this merit and wisdom may they attain the twin dimensions of genuine enlightenment.
Zonam de Domje Zepane, Tomne Nibe, Donam Domje, Jaganam Je, Bolon Druba, Sibe Zole Druan Druba. Munjol lembo kuye daji, yena chuchu songe daji, tada jime doge daji, jarwe kusong doge daji. Nedere ni mon dele tende, nime kongyan dele, nimsen tado dele, kuncho songe daji.